Mix 94.5 with the boss to wake us up this morning. It's Claire, Matt and Kimber. 6:11. A few people without power. There were quite a few without power overnight. Hopefully, if you went out as you were going to bed, it's back on this morning. So get things underway. The forecast is showers and windy and 18 degrees here in Storm Central. It's Claire, Matt and Kimber this morning.
Twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Right, straight to it. Busy Jen King missed today. Mm-hmm. Update. Our Singaporean guy who done the famous names competition.
Yep.
The radio comp that was running in Singapore. Yep.
Correct.
Had to guess the voices, didn't he?
He had to guess the voices, and he said this name.
Okay, number one, Tony Hadley.
Yep.
Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet. Yep. And that they said, nah, you didn't say it correctly.
Yeah, they said he said Hedley.
Yeah, he got all the other names right and there was uproar and he got support from the man himself.
Hi, Mohammed Shellahan. This is Tony Hadley here from the UK. Now, I've listened back to the tape and as far as I'm concerned, you pronounce my name absolutely correctly. Tony Hadley, you might have said Hadley.
There you go.
Straight to the source.
He's got his money.
Oh, it worked.
Yes.
The radio station finally gave him what he was owed.
$10K. And whilst I'm very happy that that's happened,
yeah,
I do feel like if only that sort of storm of public opinion against injustice could be applied to other things.
Actually, yeah.
Other than a Singaporean radio competition.
Mind you, it often is, and people are just like, calm down, lady, calm down.
If that had been in Australia, they would have had crowdfunding. You'd have $100,000 by now.
Exactly. Yeah. And a concert.
With Tony Hadley.
Yeah, Tony Hadley. Now, let's talk pizza.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay. Now, the owner of a pizza restaurant has discovered that a pizza that he sells for $24 is being sold on the DoorDash delivery app for $16.
1-3-1-6-6. I wonder what happens if you ring that number now.
Well, yeah. So he's ordered 10 pizzas, paid $160, and the delivery site, the app, has paid him $240.
So he's just, they're selling his pizzas from his business and he didn't know.
That's it, cheaper than he sells them.
Oh my God, now, whatever.
Great business model.
Well, apparently this is what these new apps do, is that they do these deals to try and get people on board. They don't tell the restaurant. Because then they can approach the restaurant with this data going, hey, have a look at how many pizzas you would sell if you were on our app.
Here's one we prepared earlier.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Sneaky.
But hey, he's made a fortune buying his own pizzas.